Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let us open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 99. Psalms chapter 99, and I'm reading in King James Version. The holiness of God. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name, they called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance that He gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgivest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the reading of His word. Let us pray. Let us now come to God. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. For the Lord our God, our Savior. Let us pray. Lord, we praise You, Lord God. We thank You for this wonderful day, Lord. Thank You, Lord God, for bringing us in this place to worship You, Lord, in spirit and in truth, and to worship You in the beauty of Your holiness, O God. We thank You, O Lord, for Your countless blessings to us, O Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for Your provision and help to us and to our family, Lord God. We thank You, Lord, for the answered prayers, Lord. Thank You, Lord God, for giving ear to us, O Lord. We thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for Your unfailing love, O Lord. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. Let us forgive. Let us now confess our sins to the Lord, our trespasses. Let us repent and ask forgiveness to the Lord. Lord, forgive us, O God. Forgive us, Lord, in doing our own will, O Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for the lack of commitment, O God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us, O Lord God, for making our own decisions, O Lord. The wrong decisions that we made, O Lord, forgive us. Lord, purify us, O God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O Lord God. Lord, we thank You for Your forgiveness, O Lord God. Let us now ask to the Lord our needs, our requests and petition to God. Tell it to Jesus. He is our Lord, our friend, and brother. Lord, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You that You love us, O Lord God. In times of trials, Lord, You are our refuge, O Lord God. In times of pain, You are our refuge, O Lord. And replacing our distress with peace, O Lord God. Thank You, Lord. That when we feel weak, O Lord, You are our strength, O Lord God. You carry us, Father, in heaven. We thank You, O Lord. Lord, we thank You, O Lord God, that all things are possible unto You, O Lord God. Let us ask God for our needs. Lord, thank You, Lord God, that You are being in control of us, O Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for the assurance that You will provide everything to us, O Lord God. As You have said, Lord God, that You will supply all our needs according to Your riches in glory through Jesus Christ, O Lord. We thank You, O Lord God, for everything. We pray also for our family, O Lord God. Let's pray for our family, husband, wife, and children, and siblings. Lord, I pray for the protection of our family, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being in control, O God. We lift them up to you, O Lord, each member of our family, O Lord God. Give them wisdom and strength to walk with you and to grow in the relationship with you, O Lord God. Bless our family, O Lord. Father in heaven, we pray also, O Lord, for the husband, O Lord God. Help the husband, O Lord, to be the spiritual leader you have called them to be, O Lord. Help the husband to be, to lead their children, O Lord God, and train them up in righteousness, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, to help the husband to fill them with your wisdom and discernment, O Lord. We lift them up to you, O Lord God, to grow more in faith, O Lord God, and keep your word in the hearts, O Lord. We pray also for the wife, O Lord, to be submissive to you and to their husband. We lift them up to you, O Lord God. Give them wisdom, perseverance, and guide them, O Lord, to instruct their children, O Lord God, to teach their children, O Lord. Yes, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for our children, for these children of yours, O Lord. We pray, O Lord God, that these children to be obedient to their parents, O Lord God. Lord, in their childhood, they will learn, O Lord God, to trust you and to fear, to have fear in you, O Lord God. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for these children of yours, O Lord God. Let us pray for our job. Lord, we thank you, O Lord God, for our job, for the place that we work, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you have given this job to us, O Lord. Bless our job, our boss, O Lord God, our company, O Lord God. We pray for your protection, O Lord God, to our company. Thank you, Lord, for our salary, O God, that we receive on time, that we will give our tithes and offering what is due to you, O Lord God. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Your name be lifted up, O Lord God, in our lives. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters in need. We pray, O God, for our brothers and sisters, O Lord, to humble themselves, O Lord God, unto you. Deliver our brothers and sisters, O Lord. Provide their needs, God. We entrust them unto you, Father. Touch my brothers and sisters, O Lord God. Stretch out your hand and meet their needs, O Lord. And refill them once again with your Holy Ghost, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, their spiritual growth in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray also, O God, for our neighbor, our relatives and friends to be saved, O God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your tender mercies as an unfailing love. For it's your desire, O Lord, that all people be saved and understand the truth. Lord, thank you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the only gate by which people are saved, Lord. We commit our relatives, our friends, and colleagues to be saved, O God. Use us, O Lord. Use our lives to evangelize to the people who are lost, O Lord God. Yes. Lord, refill us with your Holy Spirit, O God, to go on, to do the work of you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Pray for people from God that we will be provided for logistic offices and documents needed. Lord, we thank you for these places, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and guidance to my brothers and sisters in these places, O Lord God. Use my brothers and sisters in these places, O Lord God, to share your word, Lord. Yes, O God, thank you. Thank you, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, we pray also, Lord, give us favor, Father God, whatever logistic need we need. Lord, we trust you that you will provide. We pray whatever offices, documentation, papers needed, Lord, we pray. You will provide, O Lord God. We give it unto you, Lord God, everything, O Lord. We commit ourselves to be a good citizens, to abide the rules and regulations in this country. Bless this country, Lord God. We pray those in authority to know you and trust you, Lord God. Reveal yourself to them and true vision and dreams, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray also the church to grow more, O Lord. Help us to fulfill the vision of our church, Lord God, to multiply and to share your word, Lord, to the people, to save those people who are in darkness, Lord. Yes. Help us to plant more Bible studies. We pray, Lord God, for all the ministries of the church, Lord God. Bless it, Lord. We pray also, Lord God, for more workers to be added to us, Lord God. Bless us, Lord, and provide us, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord, for this worship this morning, O Lord. Speak to us, O God. Anoint the songs, anoint the giving, anoint the prayer, anoint the message, O Lord. Pray for the recordings to use it mightily to reach the people, O Lord God. And this is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us all stand. Let us sing praises to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time, O Lord, we come together calling upon your name. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord, praise Him like in the days of Elijah.
Oh,
coming. We're experiencing trials. Yet, Lord, we'll continue to praise you and worship you. Have your way, O Lord, in our lives. Let your will be done in our lives, O Lord. Until the time that you will come again and take us with you, we will continue to praise you and worship you. Amen. Have your way, O Lord, in our lives. Let your spirit fill us once more.
Sovereign Lord, reign.
Lord Jesus. Lord, reign in us, lead us, O Lord. Feed us and reveal us always by the power of your Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and fill us once more by the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us give our tithes and offerings to the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies to us, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your provision and help to us, O Lord God, to us and unto our family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this tithes and offering and first fruit of my brothers and sisters, O God. Multiply it, Lord. Bless this tithes and offering, O God, and first fruit. Use it to reach the lost, O Lord God. This is our prayer in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We continue to worship God by going through His word and abiding with His will and His word to us. Lord, anoint my lips and let your will be done. I pray that your word will be clear to your church and your people. Guide us and be with us. We thank you, God. Let your name be magnified and glorified. O Lord, let your will be done. O Lord, I pray for help and wholeness and healing, salvation of souls, and new people to come to you and to give their life fully to you, O God. I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be fulfilled, O God, and then bear fruit, O Lord, and you will receive the glory and honor. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Today we're going to speak about the fear of God in building families and in building God's church. For godly marriage, men and women, they need to be both of them fearing God, because the purpose of marriage is to raise up godly children who will fear God and serve Him. So, in case that parents who do not fear God, or father or mother do not fear God, it is better children will be without father or mother, so they will be raised up in the fearing of God. Parents who does not fear God does not raise up children who fear God. And if you are single and you are looking for to have family, you need to put in your mind, you need to marry somebody who fears the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go to the scripture and let us see what the scripture recommends to us, why we need to fear God. The fear of God imparts knowledge and wisdom. When you fear God, God will give us knowledge and wisdom, and those who fear the Lord, God will inspire them what they need to do in a certain situation. He gives them knowledge and wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 9 and verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. That's why we need to fear the Lord. And also, chapter 15, verse 33, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So all these are the things that make us fear God, because knowledge and wisdom and a lot of things He will give to us. The fear of God is to depart from evil. When we fear God, we must go away from evil. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7, He says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you fear God, you will depart from doing sin or wrong doing. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it says, The fear of the Lord is to hide evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. When you fear God, you will hate pride, arrogance, speaking bad. All you will hate it when you start to fear God. And let us read chapter 16, verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When they start to fear God, when you start to fear God, you will be away from doing wrong things. That is the value of the fearing of God in your life. The fear of God have other privilege, it will prolong life. The fear of the Lord give longer life to those who fear Him. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27. They say the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So when you fear God, you will live long and you will be able to finish all your assignments. Those who fear the Lord, God will take them when they have finished all the assignments and the things that they need to do. The fear of God brings reward. The Lord reward those and give them good things, those who fear Him. Let's read it, Proverbs chapter 13. Chapter 13 and verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. When they despise the word of God, they neglect the word of God, or they just love on the word of God, they will be destroyed. But those who, what you say here, but those who fear the commandment, they fear the word of God, shall be rewarded. Amen? When you fear the word of God, it means that you fear God. And God will reward you when you obey His word. When you do what God's word said, it means that you fear God and you fear His word, then God will reward you for that. The fear of the Lord is refuge and confidence. Refuge and confidence. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. Those who fear God, they have confidence. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. When you fear God, you know that there's a God with you. When you have troubles, you can run to Him. It's a confidence. You have thought that He's there. Yeah. Amen. So all these things, motivation for us to fear God today more. The fear of the Lord is provision, protection, and satisfaction. Provision, satisfaction, and protection. Proverbs 19:23. They say the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, so with their satisfaction. He shall not be visited with evil. There is satisfaction and there is also protection from the evil. And let's read chapter 22 verse 4. They say by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Wow. When you fear God, see all this come in your life. Amen. And let us read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16. Proverbs 15, verse 16, say here, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Let us explain this. Listen to this. You know, sometimes you have little with you, and there are other people, they have more. But what do you say here? The little that you have with the fear of God, better than much, and there is what there is with it? Proverbs 15:16, what there is also trouble. You know, those who does not fear God, even if they have much things, but God will allow troubles into their lives. And that's why they find them losing and they are destroyed ultimately. But even with the little what we have, God will protect. Those who does not fear God, even they have much, they are not protected. Amen. Those who does not fear God, even they have much, they have no protection. But we who have little, we have protection. Can you say amen for that? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We continue to fear the Lord. Amen. We get through the example in the Bible. Men and women who fear God, and we see how God rewarded them, how God built them their families, how God helped them. Hallelujah. Because now we have spoken about the fear of God, we go through some examples that we can understand scriptures. And Exodus chapter 1, there are two men who were, you know, they were midwives, working midwives, and Pharaoh told them to kill every child was born, every child was born by the Israelite woman, by the Hebrew woman, if he's a boy, they will kill him. But those midwives, they did not obey the king. They did not obey Pharaoh because they feared God. Verse 17, Exodus 1:17, yes. But the midwives feared God and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the men, children alive. They did not kill the boys because they feared God. And what God did to them? Let's read. What God did to them? Let's read verse 20 and 21. And say that, therefore God dealt with them, with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, verse 21, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Wow! He gave them houses and families because they feared God. Do you want God to give you family and build your family or build your house? Fear the Lord. Amen. Fear God. Hallelujah. And let's read more about the fearing of the Lord. We will read about Noah. Noah feared God and built the ark to save his family. Amen. I mean, God spoke to Noah, and the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, we need to fear God so that we can do something right and correct and build up our families. We have to be ready, like the family of Noah was ready when the flood came. Hebrews 11 verse 7. Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. When God told him there is a flood coming, he was afraid he make an ark to save his family. And we know Jesus is coming. We need to prepare ourselves, and also we need to prepare our families. No problem, people laugh on you. Let them laugh. Judgment will come. Judgment will come. We know Jesus is coming soon. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, We need to be ready, yeah? Preparing our families, for preparing ourselves and our families when Jesus will come. Luke 17, verse 26, say that Jesus who said that, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. That's what Jesus said. It will be the same when He will come. So we need to be ready for His coming. In Matthew also, Matthew chapter 24, He spoke about His coming. Matthew 24, Matthew 24, and let's read verse 37. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Yeah? And I say, and you not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. So that's here, that's when He will come. The same will be like that. Let them love today on us, no problem. Because we know what we are doing. Jesus will come and He will prove that His words, it will come through. But as example about those who fear God from the Bible, we speak about Rahab. Briefly, we speak about Rahab the prostitute, and how she feared God and she did not fear the king. When she gave lodging to the spies and received him in Hebrews 11 and verse 31, say, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. She did not die because she obeyed God. Let's read her story in Joshua chapter 2 and verse 1 to 7, what she did. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out their country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them. See here? She hid the men, she protected them. And say, thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. She did not tell them, she hid them. You should be like that, wise. You should not tell the secrets of the church and the ministry to the non-believers, to the evildoers, to the sons of Belial. You should not tell. And it came to pass about the time of shutting the gate, When it was dark, that the man went out. Whether the man went, I want not. Pursue after them quickly, for he shall overtake them. She sent him into other direction to hide there, to protect the ministry of God. Why? Because she feared God, she does not fear the king. She feared God. We need like that in the church. Such kind of people, such kind of women. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan and to the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. You see here how she protected them. And you know, the Bible speaks that she got a family. She got a family, and God gave her family. You know, it's really that in the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. And her husband, his name is Salmon. He was the son of the leader of the tribe of Judah. Salmon was the son of the leader of the tribe of Judah during the wilderness. Matthew 1 verse 5, he says, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, that's Rahab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse. So here she has her own family. The fear of God built families. Amen. The fear of the Lord built families. You want your family to be built up? Even one or two, God will build it up. And you know, as we read also in Hebrews, and so James chapter 2 verse 25, about Rahab. James 2 verse 25. You see, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and has sent them out another way. You know, she protected them. And you know, God had rewarded her for that. You know, the fear of the Lord motivated this woman to leave her immoralities, to leave her profession of prostitution, to leave her house, her country, her city, her people. But she saved herself, she saved her family. And God rewarded her with a family of her own. Let's continue speaking about examples of men and women who fear God. We need such kind of people. God looking for such kind of people who fear Him and obey Him. We speak now about Jael, the wife of Heber. Jael, the wife of Heber, who killed Sisera, the commander of the army of Jabin, the king of Canaan. That is at the time of Deborah and Balak. When God called them to deliver His people, they went forward to the war, and God gave them victory. And the commander of the army of Jabin, his name Sisera, he fled after his army was rooted out. Let's read Judges chapter 4. Judges is after Joshua. Judges chapter 4. Judges chapter 4. And let's read from verse 15 to verse 23. Say, and the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts, and with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down of his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the hosts unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber. This is another woman who feared God. Let us read what this woman did. He fled to the to Jael, went to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. Her husband was not there, but she knew what to do with him. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, "Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not." And when he had turned in unto her and into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. You know, she knew how to end up the work of the devil. See what she did. And he said unto her, "Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him a drink and covered him. He want water, she give him. She give him milk, you know what, so he can sleep easily. And again he said unto her, "Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be when any man that come and inquire of thee and say, 'Is there any man there?' thou shalt say, 'No.'" He thought up to this. You know, she acted in a very wise way. She made him feel that he was in a safe place. But let's see what she did. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said unto him, "Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest." And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. Such kind of people, men and women, God want and the church need, who can end up the work of devil in their houses, and they will not allow the devil to enter their lives. And you know, the Bible describes such kind of woman, blessed above woman, blessed above woman. Let's read Judges chapter 5. Judges chapter 5, verse 24 to verse 27. Judges chapter 5, 24 to verse 7, it says, "Blessed above woman." Speaking about Jael, the wife of Heber. "Blessed above woman shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above woman in the tent." You want God to bless you? Do this work. Stand with God, serve Him. End up the work of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She put her hand to the nail. Verse 25. He asked her water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She gave him milk in a lordly dish to make him feel that he's in a safe place. She put her hand to the nail and her right hand to the worksman's hammer, and with the hammer also smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temple. At her feet he bowed. He fell, he lay down, at her feet he bowed. He fell, where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Hallelujah. That is how the work of the devil need to be ended. We should close all the work of Satan, not allow it to enter our families. Let's read now about another woman, the wife of a man in Bahurim, who also feared God, and she hid the two sons of the priest who were carrying message to King David to give him warning from his son Absalom. They were carrying a warning message to King David to protect him from Absalom. Let's read that in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. The title of the message is "The Fear of God in Building Families in God's Church." 2 Samuel chapter 17. Second Samuel chapter 17, let's read this woman, another champion, as she did. Second Samuel chapter 17 and verse 15 to 21. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by En-Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom, but they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a cover over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servant came to the woman to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan's? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after they were departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David, and said unto David, arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you. You see, this is another woman had done a great work of God. Protect the church, protect the ministry, protect King David. God called us here to build up, to fear him. The fear of God is that your heart to be one piece with God, heart, your heart with the heart of God. Do his work, his service. Build up your family. Raise up your godly children. Protect their ministries. Do the work of God. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. And then we'll pray. Proverbs 31, so that the blessing of God will flow in our life. Proverbs 31 and verse 30 and 31. Say, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but the woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I'll repeat again. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Listen to me. Men and women, makeup, nice dress, expensive dress, gold, jewel, painting, of no use. Handsome man, handsome boy is of no use. God is looking for people who fear him and do his work. Do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be rewarded? Do you want God to build you up and your family? We need to be ready when he will come. That's our stand. That's our stand. And thank the Lord for all of your life. Those who are here and those in other places who fear God, who set their heart. These are examples for us to help us to realize what kind of people God wants us to be. We'll continue. God's willing, next week to come. Let's now come to God. Let's repent. Father, I come before in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Confess now. Renounce your sins, your selfishness, doing your own, your compromises, your arrogance, your pride, your evil doing, your lack of commitment. You are not willing to save. Come to God in repentance. I'm speaking to the whole church, not only those who are here. Come, tell the Lord, repent. Lord, I confess these sins. I repent, O God. Lord, give my brother and sister repentance, boldness to stand firm, to do the work of yours, and do the ministry faithfully, Lord. Give them courage, O God. Give us courage to stand firm, O Lord. Give them perfect heart, O Lord. Fill us, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gift to go on and save you, O Lord. Reign in us, reign in me, O God. Let's be our prayer and our song. As we fear Him, reign in us, O God. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your people who are coming their life to you, O God. Thank you for your words. Raise up your workers, raise up your church to serve you, to battle the good fight. Lord, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory to hand with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship the Lord and serve Him. This is the day of Elijah.
Building a temple of praise.
Yes, O
God. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are white and the white.